Yes, absolutely. You know, you're always wondering when the season opens for you how it's going to go, and he's certainly got a very encouraging run there, 146.39. That's a good, solid run, and that'll set him up nicely now for the rest of the season. He's got a qualification out of the way, obviously, earlier in the season for Zurich, and that this season's all about Zurich and European Championship. So, yes, absolutely, it's a good opening for him. And also in Belgium at the weekend, and indeed last night, was Karen Griffin from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, now running as is Mark English with UCD, both of them elite scholarship students there. He at a 149 once again, and you know, he has qualified for the World Junior Championship over 800 metres, so the season is good for both of them. Also last night we had Danny Mooney. He was in the BMC meet. He was in Manchester. He ran 3:43 odd, and he might be disappointed with that, you know, because the seasonal best is 3:42.11, and you know, he had been hoping to improve in that, but looks a good, yet another good performance from him. He finished sixth in the event, and also at that meet as well, a strong performance from Anne Marie McGlynn from Lifford. She was running in the 5,000 metres, and she ran 16 odd. So that was the story with those athletes. And across in the States, in Florida and Jacksonville, the final preliminaries for the NCAA championships, that's the American University Championships, Division One, the big time stuff. Sarah Collins, Finn Valley, she was running for Providence, ran easily enough, covered herself nicely, and five to qualify out of the heat, and she now moves, she got there no problem, 16 odd again, didn't extend herself, and she now goes to Eugene for the NCAA finals. Interesting that she's the fastest Irish woman this year, over 3, 5 and 10,000 metres, so she's really in good form